I'm going to take a quick break to tell you guys about our sponsor. You guys all know what Spotify is, but on Spotify, you can listen to all of your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. So you do not need to have a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one that you're listening to right now. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are. And you can also easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. So if you're listening to this ad right now, you should take a pause and share your podcast, or share my podcast, I should say, on your Instagram story and let other people know where to find it. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app, search for The Real Real Podcast on Spotify, or browse podcasts in your library tab. Also, make sure to follow me so you never miss an episode of The Real Real Podcast. Welcome to The Real Real Podcast with Natalie Barbu. Instagram might be your highlight reel, but we're here to talk about The Real Real. Hi everyone, and welcome back to The Real Real Podcast with me, Natalie Barbu. In today's episode, I am interviewing Faye Afgahi, who is the founder of Cara Health. Cara Health is a new hair supplement company, and it's not like any hair supplement company. They have a breakthrough formula that provides all the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals for healthier and fuller hair without using any drugs and without using surplus ingredients. So we talk about how she came up with this company and how, why it is different than other hair supplements. And I'm so excited to have her on. I did want to say that I interviewed her prior to everything going on with coronavirus. This is a virtual interview, so regardless, we were not together in the same room, but I did just want to mention that just so that you guys know the context of when we were recording this episode. But Faye has such an incredible life story, you guys. She is probably the coolest person that I've interviewed on my podcast. I'm really excited for you guys to listen to this episode. Faye actually was the editor-in-chief of Elle Magazine Arabia, which I think is just so cool to have such a well-respected editor-in-chief of a huge global magazine. I think is so cool that I can have her on my podcast, and I'm so honored. She actually left Elle Magazine, and her husband both quit their jobs to start Cara Health. And we talk about all about starting this company, how you start a company like this, especially one that involves a lot of research and is not just like a physical product. It's something that you need to do a lot of research on, because this is something people are putting in their bodies, and also something that needs to be effective. Her products are so effective. I'm so excited to have her on. We talked about everything involving hair health, but also everything involving building a company of this size and building this hair supplement company. I think it is such a cool, amazing story. I'm really, really excited to hear her story and for you guys to hear her story. And I really hope that you guys like this episode. I think this is probably my favorite episode that I've had, just because of how unique Faye is and how incredibly respected and successful she is. It's something that I really admire a lot, and I just was honored to interview her on my podcast. I know that you guys will love this episode. And before we get into it, I did want to thank the podcast reviewer of the week. I always want to thank you guys, because without you guys, this podcast would not be possible without your support, and your podcast reviews mean everything to me. So I know podcast reviews kind of get a little lost, because it's not like you're directly responding to a specific episode, but they mean so much to me. So this podcast reviewer is from someone named Miranda. I love how Natalie's podcast interviews real people with real jobs and not just influencers, and it encourages people not only to want to be influencers, but to have technical or jobs outside of the norm that are tangible. I love how it motivates without adding to the hustle culture that eventually leads to burnout. I feel like this is also another perfect episode for this, because Faye is not necessarily an influencer. I mean, she worked her way up to Elle Magazine the hard way. Like, she is a complete boss, and then she started her own company. Like, I am just so excited for you to hear this episode, Miranda, and for everyone else to hear it. But thank you so much for the 5-star reviews. They mean so much to me. And if you guys do end up leaving a review, please make sure to DM me on Instagram so that I can see it. But anyways, I just want to get into this episode, because it is so amazing, and I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. Hi, Faye. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast today.
Hi, Natalie. Thank you so much for having me.
We are going to jump right into setting the record straight. So this is where I say some assumptions and stereotypes, and then you're going to tell me if they're true or false.
Okay.
The first one is, the health and wellness industry is oversaturated.
False. Simply because at the moment, there are so many new innovations coming up. There are so many new ingredients. There are so many interesting clinical studies that are going on But I think it's an industry that's really just beginning at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like this in the past few years only, I've been hearing a lot about wellness. I feel like before it was maybe a lot of like fitness. And in the 80s, there was the fitness instructors on the DVDs. But now it's a lot more about what you're putting in your body and how you can take care of it. And I really love that.
Oh, definitely. And a lot of the online retailers, beauty retailers and wellness retailers that I talked to tell me that their wellness, their supplement category is actually their fastest growing category. So I think there's a lot of room still for growth within the industry.
Yeah, wow. I did not know that. And then the next one is the most important part of creating a product is building a team.
That is interesting. It's probably true. Mm-hmm. And false at the same time. I would say it is false because I think one of the most important features of building a product or creating a product is actually the product itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the benefits that it should have, the fact if it has science behind it, the fact if it has clinical studies behind it. And then in terms of a team, I mean, of course, it's super important to have a group of intelligent people who are supporting you and helping you promote your product. That's a given. But I think the product itself is also incredibly important.
Yeah, no, I actually think that if you don't have a good product, you can have amazing people around you, but the product itself has to be
absolutely
great. And then the next one is there's a lot of glamour in the idea of starting your own business.
Well, I would say that's definitely false. Mm-hmm. I come from a media background, and I left a job where I was traveling all over the world. I was going to fashion weeks across the world. I was flying, you know, to beautiful locations to either interview celebrities or designers, or simply go to product launches. I saw the most amazing things. I traveled to the most amazing places. And I really went from that to somehow starting again from the beginning, working very, very simply within a very small structure. And, you know, when you start, you're basically doing everything pretty much yourself. I actually worked together with my husband, and we started the project together. So he came from a private banking background as well. So, as you can imagine, the glamour definitely went down a few notches for both of us. We really went back to basics. We learned a lot. I mean, we definitely don't regret anything because we're learning a lot through this journey that we're taking together. But glamour is definitely not the word for it. In any case, hopefully in the future, it will be a little bit more glamorous. But at the moment, you know, we have small, simple offices. Everybody's working very hard. I would say, more of a family approach than a glamorous approach.
I just wanted to take a quick break to thank TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds for sponsoring today's episode. Are you having trouble sleeping, focusing, or relaxing? If the answer is yes, then TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast has got you covered. This hour-long podcast is made to help you get rid of distractions, reduce stress, relax, and get better sleep. You can listen to the sounds of nature, white noise, relaxing music, and so much more. You can check out the TM Soft's White Noise Sleep Sounds podcast on Spotify or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Yeah, no, and you guys both came from very different backgrounds, like how he's in private banking and doing this now. I feel like that's really, really cool.
It's actually, it's really complementary because, of course, he has all the business acumen, he has all the financial acumen, and then everything I do is really very much on the creative side. Mm-hmm. So I take care of everything that is, comes from product sourcing, ingredient sourcing, looking at product trends, seeing what clients want, seeing what women want on the market, to talking to the press, to, you know, writing all the I would say the creative marketing, you know, side of things. And he really does take care of the business side. So it's, as I said, it's incredibly complimentary. And it's great to have somebody who's on your team, who's working with you, that you can trust as much.
Yeah, no, that's so important. And now just tell us about yourself and your background. You mentioned briefly what you did, but I'd love to go a little deeper into that.
Sure. Well, I quit my job. I was the editor, managing editor of Al Arabia and the editor-in-chief of Al Arabia Decoration, so the interior design magazine, for 10 years here in Dubai. I'm actually based in Dubai, and I travel between Dubai, the US, and the UK. And so, I mean, it was an absolutely amazing experience for me. I did that for 10 years. Prior to that, I was working, actually, funnily enough, on more on the PR side. Before moving to Dubai, I was based in Geneva, and I was working for Elizabeth Arden in their international business headquarters. I was part of the marketing team for Asia Pacific, so, you know, taking care of PR marketing. So I feel like I've almost come back. I've completed the loop of my circle, almost, like starting, you know, working with products, and then going through the PR and the media side, and actually coming back to the products.
Yeah, and I'm sure all of those experiences have helped you with this business as well, since it is full circle.
Oh, absolutely, tremendously. I mean, it's funny, I didn't realize it at the time. When I was working for Elizabeth Arden, it was really my job coming out of university. But now I realize I actually learned so much. And at the time, it was still part of Unilever. And it was like a university, actually. I really learned a lot of important marketing tools. I learned a lot of important tools that you need when you're choosing products, when you're trying to recognize product trends, and so on. So it was really, you know, something. I think all my experiences have really given me an amazing insight into the industry, and really you know, help me actually creating the products that we work on now.
Did you study PR in school, or what did you study at university?
Not at all. I was supposed to study in the UK. I was supposed to study law and French. And then my father actually sent me away to Switzerland because he wanted me to have a different view on life, not only to stay in the UK. So I ended up going to the University of Geneva. I learned French. I studied French for 1 year, and then I did a degree in sociology. So absolutely not, you know, directly any type of PR or marketing. But I must say, it was once again something that did help me very much in my PR marketing life. Because at the end of the day, it's very much a study of people and society and you know, behaviors. So it has been actually useful.
Yeah. And I feel like that's also really interesting, because a lot of people today, and I'm 23, so a lot of people around my age that are graduating college and looking for jobs, they think that they have to stay within their major. They have to stay with what they studied. And I really love hearing stories that you don't necessarily have to. Like, everything teaches you something, and you can take it on to whatever you are really, really interested in and passionate about.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's very, I think that's a very correct thing to say, especially when you're going for your first job. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, when I applied for my first job, it was very much, I wasn't quite sure what sector I wanted to go in. And I applied for jobs pretty much that I liked the sound of. And I sort of went with it like that. And even the job, I mean, it's a funny story. I actually got hired by my boss at the time. Her name was Bénédicte Foucault in Elizabeth Arden, because during the interview, we were many, many to pass the interview, and she liked me. She clicked with me simply because when I came into the interview room, imagine she was sitting at the other side of quite a large table. And instead of sitting opposite her, I went and sat next to her. And actually, that's the reason she chose to hire me.
Wow. So
very haphazardly. And then I always say, you know, for my jobs after that, I feel like I've always been standing in the right place at the right time. So I think the key is, you have to be very open-minded. You have to be ready to do many different things, to learn different things, and really, I think, throw yourself, you know, often off in the deep end to try and experience things that you wouldn't necessarily think you could do. And I think you should really put yourself out of your comfort zone. I think these are all things that really help you progress.
I completely agree. And I really love that you're sharing that because I know that's going to help so many people that are listening to the podcast. And you had a really, really amazing job as editor-in-chief at Al Arabia. How scary was that leaving to start your own business?
It was very scary on one side. And as I said, it gave me some of the most incredible experiences. I traveled to China, I traveled to Japan, I traveled to the US. I just saw the most incredible things that I think I probably wouldn't have seen in my entire life had I not had that job. Mm-hmm. It was very scary because once again, you're completely changing your life. You're changing from doing something that you're very comfortable with, that you can do with your eyes closed, to something completely new. You're going very much into the unknown. So it was difficult to make that change. But having said that, you have a period of adaptation, and now that we're well into having launched the company, I'm so happy that I did it.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a very I'm happy as well. I enjoy working together with my husband, with the team that we have. It's a really nice project to have. I'm also at a phase in my life that our kids are growing up. One is already at university. One will the second child will also soon go. So it's nice to have that almost couple life again, I'd say.
Yeah, that is really sweet. And did you always want to own your own business growing up?
Honestly, I'd say not particularly. It was just something, an opportunity that came up. That made me want to do something. And having said that, I must say, you know, working at the magazine, especially towards the end, the media has changed so much during the time that I was actually working in media. You know, print publications barely exist anymore. Everything is digital. Teams are much smaller, and so on and so forth. That I think. That was the moment I thought it would be nice to do something myself, that you can have full control over what you do.
Right. No, that's so rewarding as well. And I know Elle is very heavy on fashion and beauty. Did that spark your interest in starting this wellness company, or what made you decide on this company?
Well, definitely. I mean, the first product that we've launched is a supplement, a nutraceutical supplement for hair loss. And my interest was definitely sparked during my L days because it was one of those questions, one of those recurring questions that we kept on having from readers. What should we do for our hair loss? You know, what do we do? My hair is falling out. My hair is thinning. What can we do about it? So this is one of the, and this has always been something personal to me, but I've always suffered from hair loss during my entire life. So it was always something that personally I was looking for as well. So I would try everything available on the market. And I was always like complaining to my husband, I find it incredible that there was nothing really effective that had been invented, bar things that are, you know, contain drugs or more topical short-term solutions. So already myself, I'd been searching, you know, little by little, different type of methods of attaining better hair or better skin texture. And it was actually when I was I do a lot of articles on beauty spas and detox stays and things like that. And it was actually during one of those detox stays that I really realized that the answer of your somehow physical beauty and the condition of your hair and skin really lay in the type of supplements and food that you put into your body. And that really led me to research the question further on what was the best type of supplementation for hair loss. And this is actually what took us to the factory that we use, the scientists in the south of France that had created a very unique ingredient, which is, in a nutshell, a very highly absorbable form of keratin that you can take as a supplement that actually nourishes and reinforces your hair follicles.
Got it. And how did you go about researching? How did you go about finding these scientists? I feel like that for me is the hardest part to wrap my brain around is, okay, what's the first step? How do you take action? Were you at first just researching on your own, or how did you get in contact with people to help you?
Well, funny enough, everything is linked. I really think everything is like written for us in destiny. As I said, my husband used to be a banker, and he used to have contacts within the supplement industry. So that's how we started. We connected with scientists at that factory, and this is how we started our research with them, explaining the type of product that we wanted and so on.
Got it. So connections. I feel like that's another really great thing about when you do work and you have a lot of experience ahead of time, you gain so many connections that you don't even realize. Like at the time, you might not think like, oh yeah, that's cool. They know about supplements, but then now you actually need to know about that stuff so you can always go up back and reach out to them.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think this is, you know, it's the more people you meet, and really try and garner relationships and keep in contact. It's always, you never know in the future, you know, how you can reconnect and help each other. And I think these are always the most solid types of partnerships you can have within business.
I agree completely. And how long is the process from when you reach out to the researchers, you tell them the type of product that you want, you make the product in the factory, and then it's in the customer's hands? How long did this whole process take?
I think the process, if I'm not mistaken, took a total of about 2 years until we actually launched. So the first market that we launched in was the U.S., and then we just recently launched in Europe last summer.
Okay. And when you are launching, are you reaching out to supply, or are you reaching out to stores that want to sell your product? Are you doing direct to consumer? How's your business model with that?
Well, we're in e-commerce, so we retail for the moment almost uniquely online from our website, carahealth.com. In the US, we're also on Amazon. And we recently launched on Net-a-Porter in the UK, so all over Europe, and also in the US. So as I said, we're primarily an e-commerce.
Okay. Yeah. I'm always so fascinated about how long the process is, because 2 years seems, when you just say 2 years, it doesn't seem that long, but I imagine there were a lot of ups and downs within those 2 years. What, did you have any setbacks where you were afraid that this product wasn't going to launch in time? Did you give yourself a deadline, or how did those 2 years look?
Well, just, you know, it's always a very stressful and busy process. And as you can imagine, when you take, you know, two steps forwards, you take three steps back. There's always challenges for the, you know, getting ingredients in on time, for the production. When you're, I don't know, printing a label, then suddenly you realize there's a mistake on it, you have to reprint. There's always something. And then you have all the side of the, all the certifications that you need, and, you know, all the you know, the different layers of ingredients that we have. There's always something. So it's definitely not an easy process at all.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I feel like, especially when you are dealing with so many different people, like you're dealing with researchers, you're dealing with the manufacturers and the factory, there's so many different layers that go into it. It's not just you. You could be doing everything right, but if something happens on the other end, then you have to take some time to fix that.
No, absolutely. And also, when it's the first time you're doing something, obviously, when you go for a second run, you know everything better, but you don't know exactly what's needed. So it's really, you learn as you go along. So the process takes so much longer. I mean, we've already gone through second runs of doing the product because we've run out of product, and it's much smoother now. But the first time is really, it's something you have to really, it's a learning process, and you just have to push through.
And I imagine that creating a product like this probably requires a lot of funding. Did you have to raise funding from investors, or were you guys self-funded?
We actually did have, we raised money through some investors, which were primarily, that my husband took care of. But it was primarily what you call friends and family. We haven't actually looked outwards for any investment yet.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. What were some of your non-negotiables when making Cara Health? So did you have some stuff that you were like, absolutely not, I'm going to make sure that this is implemented? Or did you have any like non-negotiables when creating the supplement?
Well, the non-negotiables that we had were really things like it was very important for us that the formula would be drug-free. Mm-hmm. We're also stearate-free, so we're a clean formula. We use naturally sourced products that have clinical tests, which is, I think, very important. I think a lot of the products on the market actually don't have any type of clinical tests. And when I say clinical tests, these are clinical tests that we did on people, that were carried out on people in Italy. So it's not on any other type of testing. So those for us were, you know, very much unnegotiable. We've really used the highest in qualities of ingredients. We made sure that everything was done to the very best standard. And we even followed this through in the type of certifications that we have as well.
I didn't realize that a lot of other companies were not clinically tested.
Oh, a lot of supplements on the market have no clinical studies whatsoever.
Wow, that's so important that yours does. I think that really shows also how effective it is as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's very important. I mean, another very interesting point, our exclusive main ingredient is something called quercetin. And quercetin is basically a very, it's a highly soluble form of keratin. And keratin is what constitutes the almost 100% of every strand of the hair that's, you know, on your head. So basically what we're doing with this quercetin is putting back the keratin into your body that you're losing with time, with age, with stress, and so on. And you hear keratin a lot on the market, but what people don't understand is the majority of the keratin supplements that you do buy in the market are not actually absorbable by the body and are simply washed out of the body.
Really?
So, yes. So this is, and actually not only keratin, there are many, many supplements that you can buy that are simply not absorbable by the body. So we were very meticulous in our clinical studies. And as I said, the quality of our ingredients to make sure that not only they do what they say they're supposed to do, but they're completely, you know, absorbable by the body.
And before you were going to start this, before you reached out to researchers, did you know about this or was this all a learning process?
This was all a learning process.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Because I had no idea about this information. So that's, I was wondering if you were informed before.
Not at all. It's only when you start really digging and researching it, and even having, you know, worked in the media and being privy to a lot of information and, you know, a lot of products. I just didn't know this. For me, it was almost unthinkable that, you know, people could sell things in pharmacies or in stores that actually were completely useless for people. You know, a lot of products, they rely heavily on marketing rather than ingredient.
I completely agree. Yep.
So,
and I think a lot of companies focus a lot on the aesthetic of the product, making sure it's cute, making sure people will post it on Instagram, and they don't really think about if it actually works or not. I mean, so many people, and I'm included, I'll buy something because I think it looks nice, you know, and I really should research a little more and make sure that it's actually useful and working. How can you be sure that something has been clinically researched, that it's been tested? Is there a way to make sure, or you just
research? Think the best way is just to research any product you're going to buy. I mean, most products have websites nowadays. You can go into the websites and check whether they're clinical studies, what the clinical studies say. You can check all the ingredients, of the formula ingredients to make sure, you know, how they've been sourced. You can also see what other additives could be added to the supplements. And you can get quite a lot of information from the web.
Cara Health, how is it different than other products besides being tested, do you guys have, because I know other hair growth products have a lot of biotin in it, and that's the main ingredient, or vitamins. It, does yours have those things as well as keratin, or?
Absolutely. So our product also contains, so we have, as I said, kercysteine is the our main and exclusive ingredient. Mm-hmm. To this, you know, we've added, so we, first of all, I should say that we have as a male-specific product and also a female-specific product, because the reasons behind male and female hair loss actually do vary. So that's okay. The first thing.
So I didn't know that.
So yeah, absolutely. So for Cara Health Hair women, hair loss tends to be, in women's cases, it tends to be something that's more hormonal due to the aging process, due to stress, things like that. And so we use the kercysteine, which is putting back those amino acids, the keratin, back into the body. And we've blended it with vitamins, the B vitamins, so biotin, B6, niacin, zinc, copper. So quite, you know, you're very much, you're quite standard vitamins and minerals that are known to be, you know, very good for hair strength. But something that's very important is to know is that these vitamins without the amino acids aren't actually that effective. And we always give them, you know, we always say it's like trying to build a house using just cement and no bricks. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's very important, because so many of our clients write to us and say, oh, well, you know, my dermatologist told me if I just take, I don't know, 5,000 mcg of biotin, it's the best thing. That's actually not true. And not only that, you shouldn't overdose products either. If you take an overdose of biotin, you know, you can have very bad breakouts. It can be bad for the stomach, and it can actually also hamper your insulin system. So these are things you have to watch out for. And then we have the kercysteine, we have the vitamins and minerals, and we also use very powerful antioxidants. So in the case of Cara Health Hair Women, we have something called SOD. It's a primary antioxidant that comes, once again, from natural sources. And this actually comes from melons that are found in the south of France. Once again, it's been coated using a patented process just to make sure that it is completely absorbed by the body. And what it's really great for is... it really is great as an antioxidant defense, and so it's for neutralizing oxidative stress. It's great as a stress adaptogen. So not only by taking Cara Health Hair, are you going to see a reduction in hair loss and a stimulation in growth, but you're going to also have positive effects on cell aging, and your skin is going to look great, and you're also going to feel good. And this is why it brings us into this sector of nutraceuticals. And when it comes to men, so we have the reasons for hair loss in men is due to DHT. DHT is a byproduct of testosterone. And basically, the DHT, what it does, it reduces the blood circulation in the scalp, which means the follicles are not nourished as much and do not, you know, receive as many nutrients and oxygen. And they slowly, little by little, they'll die off. So what we do is we've added, once again, a natural DHT blocker in the form of an antioxidant that helps neutralize this DHT so that it doesn't have this effect on the follicle. So it can't kill them off.
No idea of any of this. This is incredible. And I feel like that's so cool that you also learned this along the way as well.
Yeah, it's really super interesting. And a lot of people, they don't realize there's very much a science behind this. And as you said, it's something I've learned. It's not something I've created. It's science. It's like something that exists. It's hard facts, nothing else. And so the men's formula has the quercetin, the DHT blocker, and also the minerals and vitamins.
And that's funny that you say about biotin, how some people are like, oh, they just take 5,000 milligrams of vitamin or a biotin and then you'll be good. I actually was taking some hair gummies with a bunch of biotin in it, and I started breaking out like crazy. And I had no idea why. And I realize now that it's the biotin, I think, because I looked it up and those are linked, breakouts to biotin. So I stopped taking it completely, and now my skin is getting better. But I thought that was so interesting, and no one tells you that. I feel like that's not advertised at all.
It's funny because, you know, often when you look for hair products, everybody talks about biotin, 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 but it's just, you know, the very, you know, top layer of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And definitely if you take biotin in too greater quantities, you can definitely have breakouts. And, you know, quite often you'll find with the gummies, it's basically a mixture of biotin and sugar. So you're also ingesting a lot of sugar. So it's something that you do, once again, you do have to watch out for.
Oh, that's why they taste so good.
Yeah, of course. It tastes amazing.
That's so funny. Okay, that's really good to know, because I thought it was just my body doesn't like biotin at all, so I can never take any of it.
No, you don't need to take biotin in huge doses. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it's something that doesn't, you know, you don't have to take huge amounts. And often you can get a lot from just eating well.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm so excited to try Kara Health though, because I know this is clinically backed up, it's scientifically backed up, which makes me feel very good about what I'm putting in my body.
Oh, definitely. You can, I mean, we have had, we haven't had any reports of any side effects whatsoever. As I said, it's completely drug-free. We use naturally sourced ingredients. So there's, you know, and of course, you know, even though results may vary between, you know, people using the product, the general consensus is we've had amazing results. We really have. And people have been, you know, very, very happy, because at the end of the day, you know, hair loss is something that's quite traumatic for people to go through. And I actually think it's great that you're already starting, because obviously you're very young, 23, but, you know, doing a treatment, say, let's say once a year for you, doing like 3-6 months once a year is amazing for trying to prevent future hair loss. So it's actually a very smart thing that you're doing now.
Great. No, that's great to hear. And you and your husband are working on this business together. How is it working with him, and how is it working? Do you guys go home and not talk about work? Do you have a rule like that, or how is that balance?
It's funny, actually. We talk about work a lot at home and in the office. But having said that, in the office, we actually do as I said before, we do completely different things. So there are days in the office, I feel like we actually barely see each other. We barely talk to each other. So we'll often even, you know, catch up in the evenings, funnily enough. And we always, you know, as I said, it's nice to have somebody there that, you know, really has your back, that you can trust. And as always, you know, we can always like swap with each other, and he understands that, you know, if I have to go and, you know, pick up the kids, take somebody to a doctor's appointment. So it's nice actually having your husband to, you know, cover for you in those times.
That's so true. And that's good that you don't.
Positive experience.
Yeah. And that's good that you don't spend every single second together, because you guys are working on different things.
Yeah, no, definitely. Absolutely. And, you know, often we travel separately as well, because he'll take care of one thing and I'll go to another place to take care of another. We do get to travel together as well, which is also, frankly, it's really fun. So it's honestly been super positive for us.
That's amazing.
Maybe he'd say something else though. I don't know. On my side, it's been positive.
I'll have to bring him on and ask him. And the last question before we leave today is, what is your best advice for someone who is trying to take the leap into a new industry and start a business in an industry that they haven't necessarily worked in before?
For me, the most important point would be researching. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of research. Make sure if you're going to, you know, go into a new industry, that you understand it well. You know, read as much as you can. You know, I read a lot of books from other women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general. listen to a lot of podcasts. I mean, really try and understand the industry that you're going into. I would also say, even though a lot of information is great, sometimes too much information is frightening. So you mustn't let it like petrify you into not being able to take the step. Yeah. So I think as well, you just have to keep your courage. And if there's one point, you make your decision and you follow it through, whatever.
I love that advice. That's honestly one of my favorite pieces of advice on this podcast that I've heard, because I think a lot of people get scared and then they don't do it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I love that. And where can they find you? Where can they find Kara Health? I'm going to have everything in the show notes, but I love to hear where they can find all
so the info. They can, so we have our website, karahealth.com. We're also on Net-a-Porter. Our Kara Health Instagram is Kara Health. And then my Instagram is Kara Health Faye.
Amazing. I'm going to have everything in the show notes, but thank you so much, Faye, for coming on my podcast.
Thank you so much, Natalie. It's lovely speaking to you.
I loved this episode and I can't wait for them to hear it.
Fantastic. And please let me know how the product goes, how you like it.
Oh, I will. And I'll be sharing it with them as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
That was it for today's episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed, and I hope that it provided some entertainment or it was just a good resource for you guys during this time when everyone is quarantining and social distancing. But I just hope that you guys are all safe and healthy and listening to the CDC guidelines. I really, really encourage that for every single one of you guys listening to this. And I am just praying that this passes and that you guys are healthy. So again, thank you for listening to this episode. I loved having Faye on. I really want to know what you guys think and what you thought of it. So be sure to leave me a review, DM me on Instagram, and I'll see you guys next week on another episode of The Real Real Podcast.